A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Mem Vav, Psachim 46a, pagination page 91. In the middle of the page, you'll see Masnisin in the beginning of a line. Botzek Acherish. If you have dough that is not developing and does not appear to have become chametz. Im Yesh Kayotze Bo Shehechmetz, if you find similar dough, said at the same time, same conditions, that has become chametz, hareza osur, so you can assume that this dough has also become chametz in the same time frame. Says the Gemara, im ein sham kayotze b'mahu, but what happens if you don't have similar dough? Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, kedesh sheyelech adam imigdon nunya leteveria mil. The amount of time necessary to become chametz, reliably chametz, is mil, 18 minutes. Once you have that amount of time, you can assume it's chametz, even if it doesn't show the signs of chametz. Which is how we construct our matzah bakeries, to make sure that every 18 minutes, any residue, anything that would have been around, from the start of the 18-minute shift is cleared away, and we start a new 18-minute shift. V'neima mil, why didn't he say mil right away, which is the distance that's traveled in 18 minutes? Hakamash malon, he was actually teaching them they should understand how far a mil is. Dishiura de mil, kimi migdal nunya va'at teveria, from the place migdal nunya until teveria, which was a known distance to them. And for us, it translates into 18 minutes. Amar Rabbi Avo said, this concept of time, calculated by distance traveled, has other applications as well, not so much regarding mil, although we'll come back to mil in a moment, but in this case, 4 mil, distance of 72 minutes. Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Ligavel, Ulitfila, Unatilas Yadayim, Arba'a Milin. These items are calculated, these are mitzvahs that are calculated based on a 4 mil distance, 72 minutes. Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Evu Amar Ve'Aba'a Amar Ba, there's actually one more, V'chadim Minayu Ibud. What are these four things that are going to be calculated as 72-minute distances? So, ligavel, Rashi tells us, is a person who's making dough, would have an obligation, if he's traveling to a certain amount, in order to be tovel and do everything b'taira, that would be the distance in order that he should do everything in the best possible way. Li'ibud, the last one, is that if an item is processed, a hide is processed to a certain amount, that is considered properly processed. The two that I'd like to focus on are the middle two. One is tefillah, which Rashi says the distance a person should travel to daven tefillah b'tzibur with a minyan. And the second one, which is netilas yadayim, how far a person should travel in order to obtain water, in order to wash his hands, to eat bread, as opposed to the other solution, which is to wrap his hands in a wrapping and not to touch the bread as he's eating it. You're only allowed to rely on that leniency if water was not available. Water is considered available at a distance of our arba'a milin, 72 minutes. So in a practical sense, if a person is traveling, he wants to stop and daven, or he wants to stop and eat, if traveling an additional 72 minutes will get him what he needs, then he is supposed to continue traveling and obtain what he's supposed to need. He's going in the same direction, it's just a question of stalling. But he's going there anyway. So 72 minutes, just over an hour, he's supposed to daven with the minyan, and he's supposed to obtain the water for washing. Interesting shaila, if this applies as well, a person doesn't have a vessel in order to wash Netilas Yadayim. And Netilas Yadayim for eating bread has to be done from a vessel. So the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah does bring from the Tzitz Eliezer the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah is in Kuf Samach Gimel, footnote 1. Tzitz Eliezer is in Ches Zayin, that a cup for Netilas Yadayim has the same classification. Water or the cup, whatever it goes into doing a proper Netilas Yadayim would be included in this rule. So again, if a person is traveling anyway, it's just a question of stalling and waiting. So he should wait the 72 minutes and do it properly. For davening, he's going to obtain a minyan by traveling further. The Gemara tells us, though, that if he's going out of his way, that has a different rule, and we're back to the concept of mil, just the 18 minutes. Amar Rav Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina lo shanu ela lafanav. This only applies when you're walking forward. As the Mishneh Berurah explains it in Kuf Samach Gimel, he says that since the person is traveling anyway, Shaholich b'lav hochi l'shamitz richuhu lahamtin. So over there they tell the person, you have to wait. It seems to be the expression that we use, mihiyos tov. If you could do it right, you might as well do it right. It's not a major inconvenience to tell a person to keep traveling. Perhaps if it was a great inconvenience to keep traveling, the person is literally starving and you tell them 72 minutes more, or it was a major inconvenience because over here there's a rest stop, and if you tell him 72 minutes to get water, he would get the water, but he wouldn't have anywhere to eat or something. If you conjure up reasons why it's different, perhaps it would be different. But all things being equal, if it's just a question of waiting, we tell him he's supposed to wait because he's going anyway. The whole factor is the waiting. Avala Acharov, the Gemara tells us, but if the person is going to have to go backwards, he's going to go out of his way, he's going to have to lose time that he already traveled forward to his destination, Afilu Mil Eina Chozer, if it's a full mil, a full 18 minutes, he doesn't have to go back. Amar Avacha Umina, but you see from that, Milhu De Eina Chozer, you don't have to go back a mil. Hapachos mi mil chozer, but if it's less than a mil, then you would go back. And that's the way it's phrased if you read it carefully in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadi, Sif Tes Zayin. The wording is Tzarech Lachzor ad mil. You would have to return until a mil, meaning ad velo ad bechlal, until a mil, but not a mil completely. And that's the wording of this Gemara, that if it's a mil, you don't have to go back. If a person's already settled in his house, so then travel would be considered out of his way, and if it's a mil, then he would not have to go. And the question is, if a person settled in his house, let's say at night, so does he have to go out for Ma'ariv? If it's more, or if it's 18 minutes or more, would he have to go out to Shul for Ma'ariv? So there are a number of factors. The first reaction is that he's settled, so it's considered la'acharov, it's considered out of his way. So if we follow that logic, he doesn't have to go. On the other hand, we encounter a problem, that if the person would do that every night, and this is the shul of his area, then he'd never be going to Minyan. And in that case, perhaps, it's just factored into the cost of doing business, that if the person lives at that distance, then that's the distance he has to travel, if that's his normal Minyan. We were only talking about a person who's traveling on the road, and this is not his normal way of doing business, so there are limitation, so to speak, which protect him, that he doesn't have to go majorly out of his way while he's traveling. But if this is the way you live, so how far do you go to do your shopping? How far would you go to your minyan? Another factor is, which might protect him, is that if it's at night, so travel at night, if it's considered dangerous, is not an obligation. On the other hand, Ishe Yisrael, for example, brings in a footnote, Perik Ches, Sif Katan Ayin Ches Star, from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that nowadays that there are lights on the roads, travel at night would not be considered a sakana in your typical case. Another thing to observe is that we mentioned the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Dalet Amid Beis, early in Shas, where the description is that a person should not come home from work, go home, and eat a little, sleep a little, and claim that he's going to daven afterwards, because sometimes chutfaso shino, sleep overtakes him. Instead, adam bob min asada, a person should come from the field, and he should go into the Beis HaKnesses, he should learn a little bit, he should daven, and then he should come home to eat. So a person should be constructing his schedule in a way that does allow to go for minyan. So to pater himself so quickly based on this Gemara is not so simple, even if it would be 18 minutes away, and certainly if it's less than the 18 minutes. There's another Shaila which we're not addressing, which is nowadays when a person travels in a car, is it the 18-minute distance of walking, kidei hiluch mil, or is it the 18 minutes of driving, which would include a far greater distance than was included in the time of the Gemara. Similar shaila by Tfilas HaDerech, how far do you have to travel in order to make the bracha? And similarly over here, regarding how far you have to travel for a minyan, and how far you have to travel to obtain water for Netilas Yadayim. Yeshe Koach, have a wonderful day.